Greetings, Prudence Hope Church. I'm David, and I'm here to tell you God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Today, I get to give the message. I have the blessed privilege of being able to bring today's message to you. So, join me in opening prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can gather here today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity I've been blessed with to be able to bring today's message. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being the real teacher this morning, bringing truth to every heart. Amen. I was thinking about this year. I was thinking about 2020. And I thought about the heat, the excessive heat that we had. It was so hot that we were threatened, and some of us had rolling blackouts. And even if we didn't have rolling blackouts, some of us lost power anyways just because it was so hot. And then if we didn't have rolling blackouts, if we didn't lose our power, some of us were conserving power anyways just to save power to be able to have it so we wouldn't have rolling blackouts or power outages. We had this pause in our electrical usage. And then I thought about the wildfires. And in addition to the danger and the damage caused by the fires, there was the smoke. So much so that the air quality was unhealthy. And some of us couldn't go outside because of it's just too much particulate matter in the air, too much unhealthy air. We had a pause to our outdoor activities. And then, of course, there's been this pandemic that's been with us for most of the year. And it's pretty much paused our lives. We have paused many, many things, many of the activities that we've normally done. And a lot of those activities are still on pause. Despite being in the 21st century, despite our modern science, despite our advanced technology, these natural phenomena, heat, wildfire, disease, have put a big pause in our lives. And yet when I think about it, one thing that hasn't paused are the bills. Despite it all, I'm still getting bills. Of course, that's kind of the wrong attitude to have. I should be thankful because the bills represent providers that are willing to extend goods and services to me and let me pay later. I should be thankful. But to take a bigger step back, to change my perspective, I should be really thankful for the United States Postal Service that's delivering my mail faithfully, despite heat, despite power outages, despite fire and unhealthy air, and despite the pandemic that surges and maybe we get it under control and then it surges again, the mail has been faithful. But in addition to the mail not pausing, God does not pause. Psalm 18, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." God does not pause. Today's message I've entitled Pause, and we're going to take three pauses. We're going to do a brief survey overview of Psalm 118, and we're going to pause for the present, we're going to pause for the future, and we're going to pause for the past. Present, future, past. Three pauses. So let me start by reading the first four verses of Psalm 118. In the New International Version, it says this: "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever." These first four verses are sort of the introduction to Psalm 118, and they remind us that God is good, God is love, and God is forever. God does not pause. The next section of Psalm 118, verses 5 to 14, says this: "When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." Pause for the past. So in our brief survey overview, I'm going to just pick verses 8 and 9 out of Psalm 118 to represent that whole section. And verses 8 and 9 say, "It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." We're reminded that past experience shows God is more faithful than people. God is more faithful than even the most trustworthy of people. When I mentioned 2020 earlier, I kind of focused on the negative things, but certainly 2020 has seen a lot of positive things. Celebrations, milestones, arrivals, and I'm sure that we have a lot of good memories in the years prior to 2020, both in the immediate past and then in the distant past. The past is filled with good memories. So let's take some time to thank God for his goodness in the past, as his love stretches back farther than we can even know. So I'm going to pause this video and give us time to do some reflection. Now, the good thing about video is that if I pause too long, you can just fast forward to the end. And if I don't pause long enough, then you can pause and have more time. I'm encouraging us to just take some time to reflect on God's goodness in the past. So, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever, and that includes in the past. Let's reflect. So in the next section, Psalm 118, verses 15 to 17 say this: "Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done." Pause for the future. In our very brief survey overview of Psalm 118, I'd like to focus on verse 17, which says, "We will not die, but we're going to live eternally, and that we will proclaim what the Lord has done." Our future is eternal. We can spend our forever with God and have the opportunity to proclaim his goodness, his love, and his faithfulness, or we can choose an eternity without him. If you haven't already done so, I would urge you to choose God. If you already have chosen God, you have forever to look forward to. Let's take some time to thank God for his goodness, extending into our future, not just the eternity future that I just talked about, but our tomorrow, our next year, our future years, as well as our eternity. God's love stretches through all that and even further. So we're going to take a moment to pause for the future and just contemplate. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever into the future. So the next section of Psalm 118, verses 18 to 28, say this: The Lord has chastened me severely, but he's not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made us, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Pause for the present. Before we get to our third and final pause, I wanted to point out verse 22, which says, "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." We've all known the pain of rejection at one time or another. I wanted you to know that God builds beauty and significance out of what the world rejects. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. All right, back to the survey overview. Verse 24 is the verse I picked to go with this section about the present. It says, the Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Now, I'm familiar with this verse in a different translation, which says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Our present is secure because God's been faithful in the past, and we know he's going to be faithful in the future. We can count on his faithfulness now, today. Even if we can't see it, even if we can't feel it, even if we yet don't know it, God will be faithful to us. We can be assured. Let's take some time, a moment, to thank God for his goodness today, the many blessings we enjoy, his love that covers us right here, right now. So let's take a moment, let's consider the present. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever, even now, especially now. Psalm 118 ends with verse 29, which says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Verse 29 brings us back to where we started. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. God is good. God is love. God is forever. God does not pause. So today, we've done a brief survey overview of Psalm 118. I've taken a verse or two from each section to kind of highlight it, and we've taken a pause. We paused for the past. We paused for the future. We paused for the present. And in that, we've seen God is good. We've seen God is love. We've seen that God is forever. That God doesn't pause. And he is good, and he is love, and he is forever in the past, in the future, and in the present. We've had the brief opportunity to reflect, to contemplate, to consider God's goodness, God's love, and God's faithfulness in our own past, in our own future, and in our own present. God wants us to build on our past. God wants us to prepare for our future. In the meantime, God wants us to walk in the present. Peninsula Hope Church, enjoy God's blessings today. And while you're enjoying the blessings of God, pause and be God's blessings to others. Pray with me to close, please. Thank you, God, that you are good, that you are love, and that you are forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've been there in our past, you'll be there in our future, and that you're here now in every moment of our present. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are here, working in us and working through us, even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it. Holy Spirit, in you, we want to grow deeper and stronger and better and bolder. God, help us do our part. Help us to be a blessing, your blessing, to others. Amen. Peninsula Hope Church, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. So this week, let's take some time, let's pause, and enjoy God's blessings. And let's pause and take the time to be God's blessing to others. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.